Investigating the Contribution of Extended Radio Sources to the Epoch of Reionization Power Spectrum, by J. H. Cook et al. We investigate the contribution of extended radio sources such as Centaurus A and galactic supernova remnants, SNRs, to our ability to detect the statistical 21-centimeter signal from the Epoch of Reionization, EOR, with the Murchison Widefield Array, MWA. These sources are typically ignored because they are in highly attenuated parts of the MWA primary beam. However, in aggregate, these sources have apparent flux densities of 10 g on angular scales. We expect to detect the 21-centimeter signal. We create bespoke multi-component 2D Gaussian models for galactic SNRs and for Centaurus A, and simulate the visibilities for two MWA snapshot observations. We grid those visibilities and then Fourier transform them with respect to frequency, averaging them both spherically and cylindrically to produce the 1D and 2D power spectra. We compare the simulated 1D power spectra to the expected 21 centimeters power spectrum. We find that although these extended sources are in highly attenuated parts of the MWA primary beam pattern, collectively they have enough power, approximately 10 to the power of 4 minus 10 to the power of 5 mk squared h3 mpc cubed, on EOR significant modes, k, is less than or equal to 0.1 hmpc1, to prohibit detection of the 21 centimeter signal, 10 to the power of 4 mk squared h3 mpc cubed. We find that 50 to 90% of sources must be removed in order to reduce leakage to a level of 10 to 20% of the 21 centimeters power spectrum on EOR significant modes. The effects of wide-field extended sources will have implications on the detectability of the 21 centimeters signal for the MWA and with the future square kilometer array, SKA. This was Investigating the Contribution of Extended Radio Sources to the Epoch of Reionization Power Spectrum, by J. H. Cook et al.